This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Every generation laughs at the old-fashioned but follows religiously the new. That's not me. That's philosopher and poet Henry David Thoreau who wrote that. And though it's not known how fashionable Thoreau was while hanging out around Walden Pond, the differences between parents and kids on what's appropriate to wear can be vast. One person who's looked at this is Zoe Washington. She's a fashion editor and CEO of the company Little Bird, a fashion consulting service for the teen and tween demographic. Hi, Zoe.
Hi, how are you?
Just great. How are you?
I'm okay.
So, Zoe, tell us some common disagreements you hear between parents and kids about fashion.
Well, you know, I think it's one of those age-old discussions, and it's really a mark of sort of the transition between being a kid and being a young adult. So I always hear are parents who are just so frustrated with the clothing selection that's out now for young girls, whether maybe it's too provocative or too, you know, suggestive, or the lettering is a little bit too profane in terms of word T-shirts. And so there's so much back and forth that goes on between young girls and their mothers specifically about what is appropriate to wear when going out with friends, going to school, or even going to formal events.
Well, for young kids, couldn't you argue that they don't have a lot of control over many areas of their lives? Why not give them control over what they wear so long as they're covered up?
I think that it is a very good argument. I mean, it's something that I'm a big fan of expressing yourself through personal style, and I think the best way to understand who you are is through fashion. And so as, you know, kids get older, of course they want to use fashion as their sort of billboard for individuality. The only issue is, number one, a lot of parents are frustrated because the styles that, you know, kids typically want tend to be expensive. And, you know, so that can be one source of contention. And the other source of contention is, you know, sure, as long as they're covered up, but what's covered up these days? I mean, sometimes, you know, I was recently doing a prom event with Macy's, and a young girl was looking for a dress with sleeves. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, that's really great. A young girl really wanting to sort of cover it up and keep it really sleek and classic. But the entire back was out. And then there was like front panels that were completely sheer. So her poor mom was like, you know, I gave her the sleeves element. I thought she really had it going. And then here we are back at the drawing board because everything else sort of compensates for the covered up sleeves.
So how if you had were that mother, how would you handle it?
Well, what
she brings home the dress, I gather. The dress is physically.
Oh, she bought that dress.
Right.
Well, I always say, number one, if you're really going at it with your daughter or your son about their fashion choices and you think that their fashion choices are just, you know, poorly thought out, the first thing to do is to make them get a job. That is my number one thing. The moment that kids start paying for their own clothing, they reevaluate the clothing that they buy. Number two, when it comes to the money that they're spending on their clothes, say, you know, okay, yes, you got a job and now you're paying for your clothes. There's obviously going to be a limit to that. I will buy your basics. I will buy the underwear and the T-shirts that you need. And but I would like to have the overall say with what you wear, so that if there's something that's inappropriate and you're representing the house, I can say you can't wear that, even though you purchased it yourself. It's a hard lesson to learn, but it's one that will be taught in most houses. And what ends up happening is that kids, after a while, they get exhausted. They're buying these clothes that are constantly being vetoed. And so then they have to reevaluate their decision when they go shopping. You know, just because you buy it yourself doesn't mean that the world has to deal with it. So, you know, you're a parent. It's okay to say no to your child. It's okay to stand your ground. But what you should do is definitely explore why they want to buy what they want to buy. Is it because their friends are buying it? Is it because the celebrity that they love is wearing a similar style? Is it because of the name brand recognition? There's always a lot of elements at play, more so than just, I want this.
That's Zoe Washington here on Maryland Morning on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Zoe is a fashion editor and CEO of the company Little Bird, a fashion consulting service. I'm assuming that you were talking there probably about young teens and older. Let me dial it back to younger kids. Do you find many parents concerned about their kids kind of learning much too quickly about what they should be wearing, really sort of focusing, say, a little girl who only wants to wear pink In other words, kind of really kind of obsessing about how they are dressing and appearing.
Do I find that parents have an issue with that?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I get emails and calls all the time about parents being like, listen, my kid only wants to wear sweatpants. My five-year-old will only wear sweatpants. And it's fine during every day, but what about when we go to church? Or young girls only wanting to wear pink. I think for things like a color choice, if somebody really loves pink or loves black or loves blue, I think it's totally fine to lean into that. Obviously, let them know that you would prefer that they try another color, but it's not really important at age 4, 5, or 6 to be a billboard for what the parents sort of their sense of style is. It's really more important that the kid is well behaved and is learning more social norms than anything.
At Little Bird, you place a lot of emphasis on kids creating their own clothes.
Yes.
What sort of power can that give kids?
I think it gives kids the sense of identity, and I think it gives them the sense of being part of something and being creative and knowing that creativity isn't just, okay, I got some crayons and I drew something on a piece of paper or, I am help. It's almost the same like when you have a child help you cook. The sort of sense of like, oh, I'm part of this now. Like, I'm part of this decision-making process. And when it's really fun to watch a child, DIY a T-shirt or add something onto a little bag, because you really get a sense of what those things are that they like. Like me, that's when you discover, oh, my child really loves pink because it makes her feel like a princess, or she really loves shiny things. And now I know that I can give her, a tiny little necklace that's a little bit shiny, and she'll really love that. That creative process, I think, is just as important for the child as it is for the parent.
Is there a connection between that creativity, encouraging that creativity, and kids learning to take care of their clothes?
Definitely. You'll find that when a kid spends a couple hours making a T-shirt and personalizing a bag or personalizing a T-shirt, they will then, I've seen little kids like gently like lay out these little objects on their bed before they go to bed so that they know they're going to wear it the next day. And it really encourages them to clean up after themselves and to keep, all of the clothes that they have in good condition, because, you made that, you spent so long on it, you better take care of it or else it'll get ruined. And they don't want that, just like they don't want you ripping up their drawing that they did on a piece of paper.
I appreciate your talking to us. Thanks, Zoe.
Thank you.
Zoe Washington, she's a fashion editor and CEO of the company Little Bird, a fashion consulting service for the teen and tween demographic. More information on our website, wypr.org. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us on 88.1.